Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again, and with the Lord's help, we may conclude this message on the sin of opposing God today. What we focused on and yesterday's broadcast was the seriousness of Saul's sin. You know, we're creatures of time. We're limited to a very short period in history, 70 years, 100 years at the most, if God gives grace and strength. But God, with Him, a day is as 1,000 years. And we saw that from the book of Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Judges, and I would just like to reread Deuteronomy 25, verses 17 through 19. Why God was so clear and so upset and angry with Saul that he disobeyed him. Listen to verse 17. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way when you were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee, when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Therefore it shall be when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about, in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under the sun, thou shalt not forget it. This is in the book of Deuteronomy. This is right in the middle of various laws concerning relationships with others and the harvest offering. In the book of the law in the time of Moses, God saw their evil, their wickedness, and He determined they would be punished. And as we look at what happened in this command in the time of Saul, the first king of Israel, we see that God was fulfilling His word. God is not willing that any should perish, but obviously he deals with all the peoples of the earth. But in the 15th chapter of Samuel, we see that they would not repent. You know, Nineveh repented at the preaching of Jonah, but it was eventually destroyed 100 years later because of another generation, and they continued in their wickedness. So as we look at what Saul did, we see that was the Lord's timing in this entire timeline since it was recorded in the book of Genesis, but Saul had not accomplished God's desire. Instead, out of rebellion and stubbornness, he decided to just halfway fill the command. He kept Agag, the king, alive. He kept the best of the cattle and the sheep. That is not what God said. And as a result, he was removed from being king over Israel. Now, let's go on in the timeline. That is exactly what God wanted them to be destroyed. And in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, verse 1, we see that David was in the land of the Philistines for 1 year and 4 months. And Achish, the king of Gath, would not let him fight because of the lords of the Philistines. They would not allow him to be with the rest of the army. And the Amalekites had burned Ziklag by fire. That's where David and his men had been living during this time, and took captive every woman and child, all the wives, all the children, and only 400 young men escaped on camels after David pursued and received and recovered everything back. And the very last mention of Amalek, and I want you to hear this. This is how God, you know, His word shall not return to Him void. He will accomplish what He desires. a thousand years are as a day with the Lord. And I want to read to you 2 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 12. Well, no, let me start a little bit up in 11. And Joram brought with him vessels of silver and vessels of gold and vessels of brass, which also King David did dedicate unto the Lord with the silver and gold that he had dedicated of all the nations which he had subdued, of Syria and of Moab and of the children of Ammon and of the Philistines and of Amalek, praise God, and of the spoil of Hadadezer, son of Rehob, king of Zobah. So we see that David, King David, who was a type of Christ, finally obeyed and fulfilled God's command. Amalek is one of the nations he subdued in his military successes. Parallel passage in 1 Chronicles 18:11 says, also one of the nations, they are listed there, whose gold and silver, in other words, their wealth, was dedicated unto the Lord. Beloved, we have a choice. We either follow God's way or our own way. And our own way generally is directed by the adversary, by the enemy, by the devil. There's only two ways to go. We either follow the spirit or we follow our flesh, which leads to death and destruction. Hear the word of the Lord in 1 Samuel, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 20, 21, 24, and 25. This is Samuel speaking to the people before he was no longer serving as prophet when the Lord took him home. He said, turn not aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all of your heart. And turn ye not aside, for then should ye go after vain things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are vain. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he hath done for you. But if ye shall do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both ye and your king. Like Uzzah in 2 Chronicles, the 26th chapter, who was king, his heart was lifted up, and just like Saul followed in those same footsteps, he was wondrously helped until he became strong. And the pride, beloved, that lifts up the heart into self-confidence and self-will will surely end in destruction. Saul began in the spirit and ended in the flesh. And beloved, hear the word of the Lord. Like every case of backsliding, it had its source in turning aside from the revealed will of God. And what came in its place? A person who would assert in its place stubborn self-will. Let me read to you in Galatians, the 6th chapter, verse 8. Be not deceived. Actually, this is verse 7. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. If we sow to the flesh, beloved, we are going to reap corruption. The fruits of disobedience, that act of inward rebellion against the commandment of the Lord, may not appear at once in all its true fearfulness for days, weeks, months, even for years maybe. A person could be living in comparative ease in terms of past experiences, but all the while, what is suffering is their Christian life. They're living it in the energy of the flesh, which gives no glory to God, but brings forth corruption. Beloved, David had a heart after God, and he finally fulfilled this command of the Lord that was given in Genesis. And beloved, God has laid down centuries ago through the written word of God, his law, his commandment, his desire for us. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Beloved, it should be a joyous thing to follow after the Lord, because as you really get to know the Lord, you'll find that He's a wonderful, good, and loving God. That's why I brought this message, so we can focus on things in our heart, especially in this particular area, because God is seeking to instill awareness of His ways, His character, and He wants us to be sensitive and yielded to Him. He wants us to obey, because that's better than sacrifice and the blood of lambs, as Samuel told Saul. His law is for our good, and remember, His kingdom operates on divine law and principles, naturally and spiritually. You cannot get away from it. And as Galatians said, as I read you, as a man sows, he shall also reap. And so, beloved, I just feel at this point in time to spend some time in prayer as we close this broadcast, because some of you may be realizing, as you've heard the word, if you've been with me in this message, that there are areas where you're not teachable, you're not flexible, you're just been set in your ways and you're stubborn and you're losing out on what God has for you. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. And Father, we repent, Lord, everyone whose heart has been touched, whose faith reaches out to you right now. We thank you, Lord, that if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we pray for forgiveness for the sin of stubbornness and rebellion and opposing you, and create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. Help us delight to do your will, that we might bring glory to you. And in so doing, Lord, you will bless us beyond our wildest imaginations, because you are a good God who delights to bless and abundantly shower your children with every good gift and every perfect gift. So, Father, thank you now for your ministry, and with your strength, we shall go on until we behold you face to face, delighting to do your will. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege and a joy to be able to minister this. Not an easy word, but you know what? We need to hear the things that sometimes we don't want to hear, because it's for our good. I love you with all of my heart. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.